We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's a song all about us.
It's called We're Different. Unless you are a twin, there's no one who looks exactly like you.
There's no one who thinks exactly like you.
Or sings exactly like you.
That's the way God made us.
But God loves us all the same.
We're different. That's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different. Different hair, different eyes. Different skin, a different size. The guy loves us all the same. We're different. That's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different.
Today we're going to talk about things that are really different.
Today we're going to talk about opposites.
Opposites are things that are different.
Opposites are as different as different can be.
Let's think of some opposites.
Up and down. Fast and slow.
Black and white.
Loud and soft.
Ceiling floor.
Yes and no. Happy sad.
Short and tall.
Wet and
dry.
And whisper.
Shout.
The Bible also talks about some opposites. Let's think of some of the opposites that we can read about in the Bible.
Good and evil.
Okay.
Love and hate.
For sure.
The giant and David.
Right. Okay. The giant and David was a little boy, right? That's good.
Friends and enemies.
Okay.
Kings and peasants.
Okay. Well, you know, God has given us these examples of opposites to help learn about Him. What can you learn from some of these examples that we've given?
David was just a little boy and the giant was big.
Oh, he sure was. So how did David beat that big giant?
Well, he took a stone and his slingshot and he just shot the giant in the head.
You think he did it all by himself? Or did he have a little help from somebody?
God.
I think God helped him. And God can help us do things, can He?
Mm-hmm.
He can help us because we're kind of little sometimes. We feel little, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
But He can turn us into great big people if we just trust in Him, can He? Mm-hmm.
Well, friends and enemies, David and Jonathan, they were really good friends. And then David and the king were enemies.
So what does the Bible talk about as far as enemies, though?
Well, you're supposed to love your enemies and pray for them.
Okay.
And that's what David did.
Exactly. Good, good. And Jessica?
With the opposites obey and disobey, you can learn again that Jesus is perfect and He expects us to obey our authorities. But we tend to disobey because we're sinful.
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, in the beginning with Adam and Eve, there was the tree of good and evil. And
those are opposites, aren't they?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. there's the good and then there's the evil. And mm-hmm. they weren't supposed to eat from that tree.
When Adam and Eve made that bad choice to disobey God in the Garden of Eden, God changed the world.
They made a choice to disobey God, and evil came into the world.
The perfect world that God created for them was no longer perfect.
There will be sorrow and pain and darkness.
And we live in that same world.
But God loved us so much that He sent Jesus to save us.
God sent Jesus to take away our sins.
God forgives us for all the bad things that we have done.
Because we believe in Jesus, He will give us new life.
We will live to serve Him and to be His children.
He will never leave us.
He will take away our pain and suffering.
He will bring light into our dark world.
He will defeat Satan.
And we will live forever with Jesus.
I've chosen a Bible verse today, and it's from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Caitlin and Emily, will you read that for us?
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demon, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers,
neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow, that was a lot of opposites.
There were. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the opposites that are in that verse. Death and life, angels and demons, height and depth, present and future. And you know, Jesus gives us all of the good things in that, doesn't He? He conquers death and gives us life. And He conquers demons, doesn't He? And gives us angels. And, of course, love is something that we feel all the time. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Jesus, You have given us hope and given us new life. Thank You, Lord, for teaching us Your ways, teaching us how to love and teaching us how to know what is good and what is right. You forgive us and love us even when we fail. Thank You for lighting our way, and help us look to You for all our needs. Thank You, Jesus, for preparing a place for each of us in heaven, where we will live with You forever and ever. In Your name we pray, amen.
Jesus, His Son, prepares a place for His children to come, a heavenly home for eternity, and God has invited me. Jesus will show me the way.
answered his call, and I walk by his grace, and Jesus prepares a most glorious place to live with my Lord for eternity. For he has invited me. Jesus will show me the way.
Jesus will show me the way. For he is the truth, and he is the light. Jesus will show me the way.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you learned how much Jesus loves you.
If you will take him into your heart, he will bring you joy and hope.
He will light up your dark world.
Do you have something you want to share about Jesus with others?
We would love to hear from you.
You can write to us the old-fashioned way. Snail mail.
Our address is
Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or you can email us at
Karen@KarenandKids.com.
Or give us a call at
1-800-527-5522.
We are all part of God's family, and we want our family to grow.
So share the news of Jesus with someone you know.
And remember, God sent Jesus to save the world from sin and darkness.
He will show us the way. See you next time!
And financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.